I'm joined by the inspirational Gibbo, who is Alex Gibson, and Andrew Caphart from Challenging MND. So good morning, boys.
Morning, Michelle, and many thanks for having us back here today.
Morning, guys. Lovely to talk to you. For people that you have been on the show a couple of times, but for people that don't know about Challenging MND, tell people about the charity.
Well, Michelle, it's a charity which was set up by Alex, myself, and a couple of other trustees, Paul Everett and James West. And Alex was diagnosed with MND back in early 2018, and basically wanted to set up a charity to help other people live with motor neurone disease to fulfil memorable challenges or events that which kind of stays with them forever, really.
Mm. And you've it's basically just gone really, but it's sort of grown really quickly, hasn't it? Because you've got people like Kathleesa, Peter, Jane, just looking through on the Facebook page. I know you've got the website as well, and other people are taking on challenges and raising money for the charity as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. We've had one of our new trustees who's been involved with charity for a while, Jane Watson. Her husband Peter, who was going to do our Premiership bike ride this year, which we had to cancel. Peter has a house down in Wells next to sea in Norfolk, 111 miles away from Billericay. So he decided to cycle to Wells in a day. Stay overnight, come back the next day to Billericay, stay overnight, and then go back again on a third day. It's just incredible effort. And, Peter raised over £4,000 for us with that effort.
It's absolutely incredible the amount of money that you've managed to raise, and you obviously are there to help other people, as you said. This charity is set up for that. For yourself, Alex Gibbo, for short, I can call you that. I know you now. You've just completed a challenge, haven't you, over the weekend? Tell us about it.
We have no time to recover. As we speak at that moment, and it was quite a tough challenge. I mean, it started on the last Friday at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then we basically walked out towards Bishop Salford, over 52 miles, and then returned back, and that was a fantastic chance.
Did you do that just in a day, 52 miles?
Yeah, pretty much. It took us 24 and a half hours. It was a superb challenge. And all the boys, we had probably 18, 19 people who took part in it. And we certainly raised some good sum of money in that short period of time.
Do you know, I'm sat here and I've literally, my gob was open. 52 miles. I mean, I'm bad enough, like, nipping to the shops. You are very fit. I mean, you were always into sport, weren't you, before you got diagnosed with motor neurone disease. So you've always kept yourself very fit, and you think that's why you're able to do so many things. I mean, are you still doing your biking at the moment, the low bike?
Yeah, it's I basically go out there three times per week, and we're obviously training for the pillow challenge, yeah, which is taking place in the this month. That is basically to set a Guinness World Record for the fastest time to travel the whole length of the Thames from localised in Gloucestershire to Teddington near Ham. And that is a massive challenge for us, and it's certainly on the horizon now.
So the challenge on the pedalo, is that taking place over, have you got to do it in a set amount of days or a week?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, it's the current record, which was set by a team of four guys and over 2 years ago now, is basically 4 days and 13 hours. And our idea is to try and smash this record and put it on the mantelpiece downstairs.
Not that you're both competitive. which they both are, which is good. You've also got an abseiling event that people can get involved with as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got the abseil will be on the 26th of September. But obviously, with COVID and everything, Michelle, we've had to move dates around and stuff this year. But the good news is that, you know, we've now been given the go ahead to be able to do the event, and basically, it will be to abseil off of the Orbit structure outside London Stadium, the West Ham ground. So that'll be on the 26th of September. And it's only £25 to take part, and then, you know, some fundraising on top of that. So, you know, it's just one of those things where, I mean, I'm absolutely petrified of heights, but I'm going to kind of do it just as a challenge, as I think it's going to be a lot easier than actually walking 52 miles as we did at the weekend.
I just can't. I cannot believe you both did that at the weekend. I just can't believe it. And if you want to have a look...
It's horrific.
Just can't even contemplate. I mean, people run, don't they, marathons, which is bad enough. But to walk that amount of distance, you've raised a lot of money. You can also check out Challenging MND online, because you've got some really good loads of content on there and videos as well, haven't you?
Yeah, our Facebook, we try to update our Facebook page as much as possible, and I think anybody who sees them can't help but be inspired by what Alex did at the weekend. To be fair, you know, as an able-bodied person, I mean, it was the toughest thing. If I could say that even with just 2 miles to go, so many felt like quitting. It was that tough. But we forced ourselves on when you're just watching Alex pushing himself, you know, to his extremes. So for an able-bodied person, it was tough enough. But to consider that Alex, you know, I mean, Alex was wired up to a TENS machine to help kind of stimulate his muscles at times. So not only was he going through the pain of the walk, he was actually electrocuting himself at the same time. And unless you see the video, go onto the Facebook page and have a look at the videos. It's just unbelievable, really.
I was going to say, Alex, what drives you? Because a lot of people, when they have a diagnosis like this, would go very inwards. Maybe they wouldn't talk to people. You know, what drives you? What do you have in you that keeps you going and drives you on to do these things?
That's a very good question, Michelle. And I suppose the inner drive comes from the fact you have to celebrate your current mobility as best you can. And this is really, to me, a celebration of all the walking ability our company have. Obviously, down the line, I certainly lose that aspect. And it's just a sheer celebration to get out there, do what you can, and try to achieve as much as possible in your own life.
That's a great message to go out to everybody out there at the moment as well. Now, if you want to find out more about Challenging MMD, tell us about where people can find out more.
All of our information will be on our website, Michelle, which is www.challengingmnd.org. Our events, such as the abseil and also the mud run, which was fantastic last year, such great fun. The family mode. It's not a race; it's just literally just a brilliant day of mud obstacles. That's on the 10th of October. Obviously, Michelle, as well, we'd love you to, you know, come along to the abseil day and the mud run, and you know, maybe do some external reporting for Phoenix. Maybe you could commentate as you come off of the Orbit.
With my weight, I'm liable to pull it down, lads. I don't know about anything else.
I'm sure you'll be absolutely fine. I'm sure if Alex can walk 52 miles, you can take one step off the top.
Do you know what, Alex? You are so brilliant at doing stuff, Ged. I'm really scared of heights. I would be screaming my head off.
Well, I would say, Michelle, you know, all the boys pulled their bank, and it was a fantastic chance, and every single one of them who helped me on that journey deserves a very special mention, and they were to me, you know, like a a whole bunch of heroes.
Please do go and have a look at the Facebook page. You will find loads of videos on there, and you can watch the challenges. And it's really absolutely fantastic. And what you're doing is raising money so other people can have their little dreams with their families that they might not be able to afford to do. So the money that is raised is going to help other people with MMD and their families to experience some wonderful, fantastic days and creating those memories. And hopefully we'll see you both back in the studio later on in the year.
Yeah, well, so we've got the Pedalo Challenge coming up at the end of August, Michelle. Mm. So if people want to keep an eye out for that and support Alex through that, that happens on the 26th of August.
Yep, okay.
And so it's going to be 3 days and 128 miles on the Pedalo, which thankfully I'm going to be the support crew. I'm not actually on the Pedalo.
He'll be sitting on the bank, maybe a beer, having a sandwich, Alex, while you're doing all the work.
Absolutely, I'll be there with a loud hailer and keep pedalling.
Lovely to talk to you both. Thanks very much to Alex and Andrew. That's Challenging MND. You can find all the details on the website, and also if you would like to donate to the charity, you know that it's going to an amazing cause. Thanks very much, and I'll see you soon, guys.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye.